It was thanks to the rugby that I actually did manage to get into medical school, because although I played mostly rugby in that year, I went back to Wycliffe. I did try and do a little bit more work, and I managed to raise my grades a couple of points. Still only ended up with 3 grade C's at A level, which is really not good enough to get into medical school. So my chemistry teacher at Wycliffe had got me a place at Oxford, just as you were saying, because, you know, the next thing is to get a blue. And so I'd gone up to St Peter's, Oxford, and had an interview there, and they'd basically said, yes, come and play rugby for us. You can do chemistry. And then we'll see what goes from that. So I'd still set my heart on medicine, but I'd applied to another five medical colleges. Again, Cardiff, thinking, oh, by now with a Welsh schoolboy cap, they would definitely have me. But Cardiff said no, and along with a load of London hospitals, they said no as well. So I'd been rejected. I ended up with 3 grade C's. So it basically looked as if I was going to go to Oxford to do chemistry. And I had a phone call from the dean at Westminster Medical School, or his secretary, and they said, you got 3 grade C's? And I said, yes. And this was on telephone conversation. And they said, I also see that you played for Gloucester first team. I said, yes. And you've subsequently got a Welsh schoolboy cap as well. And I said, yes. And they said, well, how would you fancy coming up for an interview? And I said, what, for next year? And they said, no, tomorrow. And I said, yes, absolutely. So straight up to London the next day. And I'll always remember you went in and reported to the necessary people on the desk, and there was a list of 12 names which were all typed out, and then my name was stuck on the bottom of these typed names, handwritten. Okay, and so all these 12 people went in for interview beforehand and came out, and they said, well, you know what it's like when you go for an interview, what do they ask? And it was all about, you know, what A levels they'd done and what other why they'd done such and such a study, and it was all medically related. So I was a bit fearful that I'd done nothing else other than play rugby. So I went in, sat down, and the dean was there, and the dean's secretary. And the dean leant forward and he said, when you come to Westminster Medical School, we'll expect you to play for London Welsh on the Saturday and the hospital on the Wednesday. obviously going into an interview expecting, you know, I've got to put on my best performance, yeah. And the first words are that the dean is offering me a place to come up, and I was a bit lost for words, which is pretty unusual. and I said, oh, thank you, sir. He said, and then went on and said, training starts in a couple of weeks' time, so if you'd like to come up to join us. And that was that. And so I had been accepted into the Westminster Medical School on the basis of me playing for Gloucester, so I've got a lot to thank for them. Just a little caveat to that.
People these days would find that difficult to believe, but it was much more common in those days, wasn't it?
It's interesting because I can link this tale in now, and I did not know this until last year. Last year, Westminster Medical School had a 40-year reunion from the team that won the Hospital's Cup. Okay, the Hospital's Cup was founded in, I think it was the same year as the Scottish-English game, the Calcutta Cup. I think you're going to correct me, but it was founded in 1876, I think. Okay, so we're now 1975, the dean of Westminster Medical School had been appointed in the early 70s, and his one ambition as dean was to get Westminster Medical School to win the Hospital Cup. Because in the previous 96 years of the Hospital Cup, Westminster had never won the Hospital Cup. And so the dean said, right, you've made me dean, but I'm going to win the hospital cup for you. And what he actually did was he used to go to the varsity match, watch the varsity match, go up to the players afterwards and say, does any of you want to do medicine? And he seconded people into the medical school, basically from Oxford and Cambridge. And over the course of the 3-4 years, he had put together the Westminster Hospital team that went on and won the Hospital Cup in its centenary year, which was 1975. And fortunate for me, Westminster were losing a winger, and a chap called Kevin Ashbridge, who in fact ended up as a GP just up in Kempton, locally. I didn't know that either, but Kevin Ashbridge was leaving, and so they needed a winger, and that's basically why I got the nod. And I only found that out at our 40-year reunion. The 40-year reunion was for the team that won the Hospital Cup, and one of the consultants... we told the story that he now is a big selector for medical students in London and diverts people into different jobs. And he was at an interview panel a couple of months earlier, and he had interviewed this doctor, and he was perfect for the job, absolutely perfect for the job. And he said, but the trouble is, he hasn't got the necessary points. And as you were just saying, you know, everything is done on a point system and graded and whatever. And John O'Driscoll, the English, he's an Irish international, you know, John O'Driscoll, well, he was one of the team that had been put together at Westminster. John O'Driscoll was chairman of this interview panel, and he pushed his chair back, put his hands above his head, and he said, the trouble is nowadays we can't appoint the people who really deserve the job. We've got to just follow the protocols. And one of his fellow interviewers said, well, it's better than Westminster Medical Schools used to do. And John O'Driscoll said, well, what do you mean? And he and this chap, purely not knowing that John O'Driscoll had been part of the dean's plan, said, what do you mean? And this chap said, well, the dean at Westminster Medical School selected his medical students on their rugby playing ability. To which John O'Driscoll said, really? And as you know, John O'Driscoll, I think he did Captain Ireland as well. But medicine is about people, and rugby, the point of this is, rugby is about people working together and being a team. And this dean of the Westminster Medical School realised that if you put a team of people together through rugby, they will make good doctors. Yeah. And that was what he went on to say at the interview, was, look, you've proved you're clever enough, getting 3 great C's, that you should be able to get through the exams. And it's up to us at Westminster to make you a good doctor. Wonderful story.
And Westminster weren't unique in that. I can vouch for the fact that when I went up for an interview at Durham University from school, I went in to see the senior tutor, and the first thing he said when reading my file was, oh, I see you do a lot of place kicking.
And certainly St Mary's Hospital had the Williams brothers, Alan Lewis at scrum half, and it is another little tale, but gosh, I don't know, we've got time, but I went to Westminster, played rugby for London Welsh. Unfortunately for me, they had a chap called Clive Rees, who was playing on the wing for Wales, and they had Rodri Ellis-Jones on the other wing, who was basically the Welsh B. So although I felt, I couldn't say, I felt I was better than Rodri Ellis-Jones, I always felt I deserved a first-team place. Basically, I was not the first-team choice up there, but so be it. But what I did do was played for a team called United Hospitals. Oh, and the all the different medical schools had a United Hospitals team. And I played for 5 years for United Hospitals, and I was the only person playing for United Hospitals who did not have a full international cap.
I was just thinking, they had a pretty strong fixture.
We had the most amazing team. I think I played for 5 years, and I think I can only ever remember losing one game in 5 years. Yeah. Because United Hospitals, it was a full international side when it went out. And the one story, and you'll love this, is that, remember, combined universities always played the All Blacks. The first team, the first game the All Blacks have when they're touring is against Combined Universities.
Yeah.
And there's a story that, I can't remember which season it was, but Combined Universities wanted to have a run out against the team in preparation for playing the All Blacks. And London, Twickenham, and said, oh, well, you know, we'll send the United Hospitals side down for you to play one Tuesday evening, it was. And of course, Combined Services thinking, oh, United Hospitals, who the hell are they, sort of thing. And we went down there and we put 50 points on them, and this was their preparation game for playing the All Blacks. And I think the All Blacks only put 70 points on them. And as I said, we had a full international side. I remember John O'Driscoll, Alan Lewis, Charlie Ralston, Alistair McGibbon in the centre. It was a full international side, and as I said, I was the only one who didn't have a full international cap at the time. Great times.
Yeah. Do you remain in touch with any of those people?
I do, as you know, everything Facebook and these things, we've got together once or twice, and certainly Alan Lewis, the Welsh. British Lion, he was a British Lion, of course, I was in contact with not long ago. Mm. And Alistair McGibbon, I've also been in contact with him quite recently.